For as long as I recall, native New Yorkers carry a less than hospitable reputation. On a recent visit to New York City, I observed the words and actions of the greeter at a store entrance, the waiter in the restaurant, the usher in the theater, even the attendant at the parking garage. Their personalities were engaging, friendly, helpful, not the stereotype I had come to expect. Oh, there were others on the streets who could derail these thoughts, but those were not the starring characters of this visit. I expected some biblical research on reputation to be simple enough, Proverbs 22 stating a good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 reads, a good reputation is more valuable than costly perfume, a valued commodity at the time the words were written. Then words in the King James Version of Philippians chapter 2 claiming Jesus to be a man of no reputation, taking the form of a servant in the likeness of men. I discovered a school of thought suggesting we should not be concerned with reputation, that concern for reputation is so difficult to separate from pride. And yet, I suspect the value of our example is impacted by reputation. What do others see in me that will attract them to the path I travel with Jesus? Can I be trusted? Am I sincere, legit, walk the talk? If we are to make disciples, can we ignore reputation? Must I consider giving my reputation to God and simply commit to obedience? If obedience can be simple, will a reputation of obedience be of use to God? Something to think about for 2 minutes more.